Welcome.
Thank you very much, Miles Kane, for inviting me into your room.
Thank you, my pleasure.
We caught the set earlier. It's a fantastic set. It's a sort of a late night set in the middle of the day.
Yeah, because it was early, wasn't it? 3:30, but I think by the end we got going, you know.
Yeah, it was a good crowd, and they all seemed to be fairly knowledgeable. They didn't just wander in.
Well, that feels good, you know. Yeah, I mean, I love playing anywhere, you know, and the sun was out, and it felt cool.
And while we're talking about the set, what a fantastic version of Hot Stuff at the end. Haven't heard that before.
Did you like that? It's a naughty one, that, isn't it? Do you know what? It was a Vicky, our drummer, about a month ago, we were doing these little club dates, and before the gig, usually, it's like a disco backstage, and she put that on, and we were like, imagine that riff, you know, on the whammy fuzz guitar. So next day we did it in sound check, and then we were like, wow, this kind of sounds absolutely mega, you know.
You properly rocked it up.
Yeah, it's great in a sort of festival environment, isn't it? It sort of fits well as well with the sort of rockier glam tunes in a weird way.
Talking about glam tunes, the new album Coup de Grâce, how's that been going down? It's about a week now, isn't it?
Yeah, we got number 8 in the charts today.
Oh,
so I'm absolutely made up.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Yeah, how did that differ from the other albums that you've put out?
I love, you know, every album you make, it captures a moment of your life, so you are very attached and proud of it. But with this one, I'm really enjoying it. I always do enjoy it. I don't know whether I'm just getting older now or something, and I feel a bit more comfortable in myself, maybe. That's how I feel, really. I think this album maybe has something to do with that as well.
How did you settle on the name for the album?
It was from my love of WWE wrestling.
Oh, right.
I became friends with my favourite wrestler, is a guy called Finn Balor. It's a thing I never grew out of as a kid. Just cut the story short, and when we were jamming the song Coup de Grâce, I didn't have a chorus, and he texted me when we were jamming. So I just started singing coup de grâce, coup de grâce, coup de coup de, thinking I'll write some lyrics later. I didn't even know what it meant at the time, and then when I looked it up and it means a final blow at the end, it seems it's very dramatic and theatrical meaning, and it seemed to just fit, and it's stuck, and it sounds cool, and here we are.
So is this your last festival? Because you've got a tour later this year as well, haven't you?
I'm going to Holland tonight.
Okay.
We're
going
to play there. And then I think over here it's the last one.
Okay, so what's in store for you after the album cycle?
Well we're gonna go through, hopefully till next summer. We're gonna do the festivals next year and do some hopefully do some bigger gigs as well in the spring, and probably get the writing app back on and try and get some new songs out maybe, and just keep on trucking, man.
Brilliant. Well, we're going to look forward to it. Miles, thanks very much for having a chat.
Cheers,
and see you soon.
Thank you. Cheers, Mom.